This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for June 2009. Tonight, a presidential update, headquarters news, and on the international scene...
Some new Cycle 24 sunspots appear on the sun. A new Mode B record on the aging AO7 ham radio satellite.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. It's to New Plymouth we go first tonight, and a big welcome to NZART's president, Roy Simon, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. Firstly tonight, a big thank you to the combined Hawke's Bay branches for putting on such an enjoyable conference at Queen's Birthday weekend. It was a great opportunity to catch up with everyone. Amateur radio is, by its very definition, a hobby. Hobbies are supposed to be done for enjoyment. Therefore, they should be fun. There are some who take aspects of amateur radio seriously. This includes those of our members who assist various emergency services. It also includes your councillors who have voluntarily given up a lot of their spare time to look after our association and your interests. Items such as managing the budget and preserving radio spectrum are important and serious matters. You have elected your councillors to represent you, so please use them. Invite them to your meetings. Ask them to help solve your problems. They should be your first point of contact if you have any worries. Remember, too, that Council is also supported by a great team of volunteer officers, as well as a very capable General Secretary and a Treasurer. We are lucky to have their services. Our General Secretary should not be the recipient of angry and sometimes abusive emails or phone calls if you are disgruntled. Treat her with the courtesy that she deserves. Her job description does not cover that sort of thing. Well, that's my presidential words for this month. Enjoy our fantastic hobby, have fun, and infect others with your enthusiasm. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Roy, the president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Barry Stewart, ZL2RR, the manager of the NZART QSL Bureau, advises that Ken Holdham, ZL4HU, has been appointed ZL3 Prefix QSL Sub-Bureau Manager. This following the recent resignation of Charlie Dawson, ZL3CED. Now, Ken's mailing address is as follows. Mr. K. Holdham, ZL4HU, P.O. Box 7, Clyde 9341. P.O. Box 7, Clyde 9341. Or you can email Ken, zl2hu@clear.net.nz. zl2hu@clear.net.nz. Please direct all ZL3 prefix QSL sub-bureau queries and SASEs, etc. to Ken from now on. And please note, the QSL sub-bureaus only handle inward QSL cards. All outgoing cards should be directed to P.O. Box 857, Whanganui Mail Centre 4540. Again, all outgoing cards should be directed to P.O. Box 857, Whanganui Mail Centre 4540. To Upper Hutt we go, and it's a very good evening to NZRT Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Good evening, Jim, and hello everyone. I do hope you're all warm and dry and without the dreaded bug that seems to be rampant in these parts. I confess, although I work in total isolation, to quote our new president, it seems that I too can catch airborne nasties that are doing the rounds. I spent the entire weekend in bed, however the upside is we are now in the countdown to longer days and hopefully better weather. While on the subject of working alone, there are times when I may be busy and receive your call. I do apologise if I appear a tad abrupt. It's not that your call is not important. However, sometimes if you take a look on our website or contact your local branch, expensive toll calls can be avoided. Specifically, if you are ringing with regard to entries in call book or examination questions. There has been considerable discussion in break-in and headquarters info line regarding errors in the last call book. As we cannot promise an error-free call book this year, NZART Council has elected not to produce one for 2009. However, a PDF file of call signs will be available from our website. If you do not have access to the web, drop me a line and I will print one for you and post it out. The very latest information on most topics can be found on the NZART webpage. Therefore, I urge you to take a look. I had a visit from the Radio Spectrum representative in our area, Peter Gray. It is the duty of Radio Spectrum Management from time to time to audit procedures of an ARX in the allocation of call signs. Although there have been a couple of anomalies within call sign allocations, it was found that these were carried out prior to my undertaking the role. I guess a feather in my cap. However, a new edition of PIB 46 will be available in the near future, and once again, I recommend that all branch examination supervisors acquaint themselves with this document. A number of applications for call signs have been sent to me without knowledge of what can and cannot be allocated. This would save embarrassment for us all. Finally, I recently visited Bruce Douglas, ZL2WP, at his home. Bruce would like to thank members for their support and kind wishes during his recent illness. I am pleased to advise that Bruce is almost back to his old self. That's all from me, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZART Business Manager. The Franklin Amateur Radio Club, Branch 10 NZART, will be holding their annual junk sale on Tuesday the 21st of July at their clubrooms, Stadium Drive, Pukekohe, commencing at 7:30pm, with doors open at 7pm. Vendors are invited to prepare their goods and lots, which may be either brought along on the night or delivered by arrangement with a keyholder at an earlier date. At the conclusion of the sale, a complimentary supper will be served. That's the Franklin Amateur Radio Club sale, commencing 7:30pm on Tuesday the 21st of July. Looking now to international amateur radio news, here's an update with Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Davis, W2JKD.
Some possible good news on the propagation and maybe the DX front as well. Thomas Giella, NZ4O, reports that on Monday, June the 22nd, a new Solar Cycle 24 sunspot group emerged in the southwest quadrant of the Sun. Also, that NOAA was expected to assign it the designation 11023 with a beta magnetic signature. Tom, who lives in Lakeland, Florida, notes that sun watchers have seen four Solar Cycle 24 sunspot groups this month and six in the past 30 days. He adds that it appears as if solar cycle number 24 has finally come alive. And in what may be related news, word on the VHF reflector that the 6-meter band has been open in various parts of the world with skip contacts of several hundred to more than 1,000 miles. These reports seem to coincide with the emergence of the new sunspot group being reported by NZ4O. But whether or not there's any direct connection between these two events is unknown. At 7,000 kilometers, contact via the aging AO7 satellite in Mode B has taken place. This, as PS8RF in Brazil, makes contact with ON7EQ in Belgium. The actual distance between the two stations, 7,622 kilometers, which translates into 4,736 miles. According to ON7EQ, both stations knew that a theoretical window between their location only lasts about 1 minute and 30 seconds. Because of this, some careful preparation was required for selection of the optimal window and calculation of Doppler shifts in both ways. And then the effective contact was only possible during about 20 seconds. Now, that was just enough time to exchange reports. It was also enough to put PS8RF and ON7EQ into the ham radio satellite record books. Ham radio was definitely not on the mind of the United Kingdom emergency planners. This, when that nation's recent emergency preparedness report was made public. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, is in Nottingham in the UK with more.
The government's recent Digital Britain report speaks of the importance of resilient communications networks and the need for regular tests of emergency communication systems. Mention is made of a planned major test in late 2009 to manage and recover from a major loss of network capability, The RSGB regrets that government communications planners seemed completely to overlook the valuable resource that RAINET can offer in such emergency situations. Unfortunately, RAINET does not seem to be completely integrated into the nation's emergency communications planning.
I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, and you're tuned to the Amateur Radio Newsline.
RAINET can be best described as the UK equivalent of the United States Ares and RACES combined. A broadcaster down under says it's going to equip itself to assist in rescue radio operations, this by making itself ready to do local updates when and where they're needed during an emergency. Jim Dameron, NATMW, reports.
New technology will help the Australian Broadcasting Corporation bring local emergency news coverage directly to communities affected by natural disasters like floods and cyclones. Three fly-in transmitters have been purchased by the company to allow local ABC-affiliated stations to set up shop anywhere in Australia. The units were originally designed for the United States military to use in the Iraq War. They are designed to be set up within an hour and can be powered by a small generator or mains power. Mark Spurway is the head of the transmission services with the ABC. He says the transmitters will ensure affected communities are kept informed.
As of airtime, it's not known how soon these new Australian Broadcasting Company fly-in radio services will be available. Get ready for some interesting ham radio and space-related tweets. This with the announcement that the amateur satellite organization AMSAT is now posting on the Twitter social networking website. According to Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, writing in the AMSAT bulletin board, the Ham Radio Space Agency new Twitter account is twitter.com/AMSAT. He says that the initial tweets will deal mostly with AO51 and AO7, but those with interest in other ham radio satellites are welcome to follow. Glassbrenner, who is AMSAT's North America Vice President for Operations, says that the short posting or tweets will deal with items that are deemed as small for publication by the AMSAT News Service or will be sent by email, but of interest to the general ham radio space community. The 10-meter beacon on the RS-15 amateur radio satellite is still going strong. This over 14 and a half years since the ham radio satellite was launched. RS-15 was rode into orbit on December the 26, 1994. Its 145 to 29 megahertz linear transponder has long since ceased operation. However, the 10-meter beacon can still be heard, at least when there's enough power generated to bring it on the air. It should be noted that most commercial low Earth orbit satellites cease operating after just a few years. The fact that RS-15 can be heard at all is a reflection on the very high standard of design and construction that's put into every amateur satellite. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2009, all rights are reserved.
Thanks, Jim. And as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyrighted material. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, will be holding their used equipment sale on Saturday, the 25th of July, commencing for buyers at 10:30 a.m. The sale will be followed at approximately 1:30 p.m. by a presentation by Ian Ashley, ZL1AOX, on software-defined radio, and Ian will also be giving a KiwiSat update. Now, entry to the presentation will be a gold coin donation, with the proceeds going to AMSAT ZL. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club's day of activity will culminate with a midwinter dinner, commencing at 6 p.m. at the branch's club rooms located at Heritage Park in Whangarei. Whangarei, the place to be on Saturday the 25th of July. Onwards we go to Waro News, and its greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. It was great to catch up with many of you at conference in Hastings, and I had a really good time there. The Waro AGM was held on the Sunday morning of conference, and the president this year is Lynette, ZL1LL, with Vice President Anne, ZL3TNT, Secretary Rosemary, ZL1RO, and Treasurer Janet, ZL1JAN. Our committee this year is Margaret, ZL1MB, Nairi, ZL2UJT, and Bev, ZL3OV. The Thelma Super Memorial Contest results were announced at the Waro AGM, and in case you missed them, they are as follows. First was Sharon, ZL3AE, with Lee, ZL2LW second, and Pam, VK4PTO 3rd. The first OM was Paul, ZL2CQ, with Peter, ZL2AUB 2nd, and Ken, ZL1AIH 3rd. Subs for the coming year are due now, and you'll receive a reminder in the June Waro Bulletin, which will be out soon. For those amateurs who live in the wider Auckland area, here's advance notice that the annual Powder Puff 2-metre contest will be held on Sunday the 9th of August, and I'll give you more details next month. If you have any copy for the Waro page in the break-in, would you please send it off to NIRIZL2UJT as soon as possible? Please remember the Waro 80-metre net on Monday nights at 8pm on 3695 MHz. The net controllers would be happy to have heaps of check-ins. That's all from Waro for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Waro reporter Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Two contests, and next Saturday, the 4th of July, it's the NZART Memorial Contest, running from 8pm through until 11pm on 80 metres, phone and CW. Refer to the 2007-2008 NZART Callbook Contest section for full details of the contest. Rules and other operating information is also available on the NZART website. Next up, it's the 2009 Waitakere Sprints. The phone section of this 80-metre contest is on Saturday the 25th of July, with the CW section on the following Saturday, August the 1st. The contest runs from 10pm until 11pm on both nights. For contest rules and other operating information, please refer to the contest website at www.qsl.net/ZL1VK. That's www.qsl.net/ZL1VK. Hamilton Amateur Radio Club Branch 12 NZART will be holding its market day on Saturday, August 15th at the Claudelands Event Centre. Now there'll be access for vendors from 8am with buyers free entry from 10am. Refreshments will be available and free parking on site. All inquiries to Market Day, Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, P.O. Box 606, Hamilton. All inquiries to Market Day, Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, P.O. Box 606, Hamilton. Or you can email harcmday@nzart.org.nz. That's harcmday@nzart.org.nz. Finally tonight, it's Branch News, reporting from Christchurch. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from the 29er, newsletter of the North Shore Branch 29 NZART, where the next meeting is on Monday, the 6th of July. There will be a wine challenge hosted by ZL1BXD. To Papakura Branch 65 NZART, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 1st of July, starting 7:30pm at the clubrooms on Great South Road. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, will give a not-too-technical talk on Freeview Satellite Television. From the 2KO Times, newsletter of the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20 NZART. The next general meeting is on Wednesday, July the 1st, starting 7:30pm. The guest speaker will be ZL2MAX, presenting an APRS display. The next afternoon meeting will be at 2pm on Wednesday, July the 22nd, where the guest speaker will be Guy Van Beek, ZL2VB. From Scatter, newsletter of Tatahi Bay Branch, the branch's dinner is to be held at the Thai Country Cafe, which is on 124 Main Road in Tawa, from 7pm on Saturday the 4th of July. The venue is licensed and also BYO. Now, you need to let Peter, ZL2VK, know numbers soon, so refer to your newsletter for contact details and contact Peter by June the 29th at the latest. From CQ Nelson, newsletter of Nelson Branch 26 NZART. The next meeting is on Monday the 15th of July at Bolt Road. The subject will be Amateur Techniques Night. To Christchurch, Branch 05, where the next meeting is on Wednesday, July the 1st, starting 7:30 p.m. at the clubrooms in Galbraith Avenue. John Herzl and Dave Holland will talk on the D-Star system. D-Star is digital smart technologies for amateur radio and is currently seeing a great deal of interest around New Zealand in VHF and UHF communications. Finally, to Christchurch West, Branch 56. The next meeting is on Tuesday, the 28th of July. Mike Head, who is Systems Manager at Tate Communication Solutions, will talk on the new Tate APCO Project 25. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters InfoLine will be emailed on Sunday, the 5th of July. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT Headquarters, you can do so right now. Yes, on the NZRT webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. Well, folks, that's the broadcast for June. The next NZRT official broadcast will be made by ZL6A on Sunday, the 26th of July. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for June 2009. Good night, everyone. Good night now.